It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to hopefully a quick episode of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is May 7th, Thursday, May 7th, 2020. Someday I'll get the day in there. I like to include the day because, how many people actually know what day it is these days? Working from home all the time, don't know what a week is, so on and so forth. So, Governor speaks here in just a few minutes, so I figured I'd quick knock this one out. Plus that, it's been pretty chaotic. Well, busy at work, and then when I'm done, usually got hang out with the family, and then sometimes just so tired, I just kind of fall asleep on the couch. So it's becomes difficult to get recordings done. So I figured I'd knock this one out a little bit early. That way it's done before I head in and totally forget about it at night. I am working on a YouTube channel for amateur radio, kind of focusing on the 101 aspects. A lot of videos seem to have really good content, except it always seems to be missing that one little piece of information that just makes it click for me. So I'm turning my head side to side, so that's probably why the differences in volume here. I wish I could get this microphone to this point where I'm not, it's a little bit easier to pick up my voice, but yet talk to the side and look at my monitor. So I'm not quite sure what to do there. I'll get that figured out later. It's working. So hopefully my voice doesn't sound any different. I was screwing around with my mixer a little bit today, I can't remember. Trying to see if I could hook up channel 2 so that I can have completely different audio sound in case it's needed for whenever I get an HF radio. My ultimate goal is to be able to use this microphone right now and my mixer so I could record both sides of the conversation without having to listen to tinny speakers. And just in general, this is on a boom. I wouldn't have to touch anything. I could have a little foot pedal to initiate the what they call the push to talk. So I could just use my hands to type and use the foot pedal to talk. I think that would work. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. But that's kind of where I'm leaning towards for something like that. But with that, then I would have to potentially change the settings I'm using for right now to a little bit not so dynamic, maybe. I'm not sure. Sound. So I was just experimenting with that. So, and I only touched channel 2 for all the information, but apparently I screw up channel 1. Not sure what happened. So I do use a DBX 266 XL compressor gate. I have had that for years. I set it once and pretty much forgot about it ultimately. And obviously it's running. It's just hit the switch when you come on and it's ready to go. So I'm not sure what happened, but I just screwed up these settings on this side. So, well, it's sounding better again, I think. So I would just leave it for now and hopefully it works. But I'm hoping I can, that will work. I kind of got it mapped out in my head. Now it's just implementing it if and when I get that radio. So that is working. Let's see here. What else was I working on? I found out I do like these webinars. I missed out on the webinar from the end of April that was in Disneyland, literally in Disneyland in Florida. Disneyland? Disney World? I get those two figured out. The one in Orlando, Florida. That was in Disney hotels, and we were in some sort of a Disney conference center. It would have been kind of fun. But unfortunately, COVID happened and we canceled everything. So we, or they had canceled everything, I should say. So they came out with, like a lot of other people, some sort of virtual conference. It's not as elaborate as what Chuck and Craig have been talking about on Technorama, but they're doing different virtual sessions all throughout the month of May. So I am, I'm attending those. Some of those I was planning attending at the conference. A couple others that I couldn't quite make before. And let's see here. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Gotta love YouTube videos that do not honor which place it's supposed to be playing the music through. Okay, so the governor's getting ready to speak, so I want to get this wrapped up here, but okay, there we go. That will fix that issue. Okay, now I can do that. There we go. Mixers are awesome until things get routed through the wrong path. So anyway, doing a few of those conferences, but what I found out is I actually like those because I can kind of walk away from the desk a little bit, turn on the external speakers. I'm usually using headset. And listen to those, watch them. You know, obviously there's some information, but a lot of the talking is usually the bigger key. And then I could clean off a little, some of my shelves as I'm going through it or reorganize shelves. So I keep on looking. One thing when you're working in here, you keep staring at various areas of your office and thinking there's got to be a better way. So today I cleaned off a shelf that I kept on staring at and said, God, I hate this mess. So I cleaned it up. I moved one shelf of paper, you know, blank paper stuff for printers into one area where I kind of was in my head thinking I want it to go anyway. And then I cleaned off the stuff that was on one shelf to the other shelf where the other stuff was sitting so I could put other stuff there. It looks a lot neater. It's not perfect yet, but it's a lot better. You know how things just start driving you crazy? Well, I'm going to take some of those conference times to kind of look at making that a little bit easier. Unless I really have a lot of stuff to do, which then you do that. So, you know, some of that distraction, some of that just things you do sometimes when you're on a conference or I don't know, like a webinar type thing. I guess more of a webinar than conference. The governor's about ready to speak. I'm kind of waiting to see what they say next. So I will wrap it up here and I will talk to you probably tomorrow. So until tomorrow, the frequency is clear. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening and come back again.